to speak something.
I can speak from Jena Bhutale. I am Rupadama Yadaratma Sapadam. Nama Om Vishnu Karaya Krishna Prashthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitri Nama. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pastrasarishta Sarane. Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodito Gurudaye Pushpavanto Chitrasanga Sumunuda. Namo Mahabhadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurasvise Namaha. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam Shikshatmeka Purusha Purana. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dari Kripam Budhiyasam Aham Prapadye. Krishna Varnam Pita Krishnam Sangopam Vastrapacharam Yajnaya Sankirtana Praye Yajanti Hi Sunarasa. Yeyam Sada Paribhagnam Adishtaroham Tirthaswadam Sivini Krinutam Sharanyam Vrittasiham Sanatapalapavadipotam Vande Mahapurushate Saranaravindam. Chakraturu Charusavetitaraja Lakshmim Namishtaraya Vachasa Yadagadaranyam Mayamrigam Daitaipchitamangalavad Vande Mahapurushate Saranaravindam. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kandara Raganta Namostute. Jayatam Suratu Pango Mama Manda Mate Duti Matsarvasva Padam Bojo Radha Madam Mohano Jivyat Vrindaramya Kaupa Dhumada Srimadratnagara Singhasanasu Srimad Radha Silukavinda Devo Prasadi Jise Jamanu Smanami Sriman Rasura Sarambi Vamsi Vatatata Sita Karshan Venu Sane Gopi Gopinata Siye Suna Vrindaye Tulsi Devai Priyaye Keshava Sata Krishna Bhakti Pari Devi Satyavasya Namo Namaha Saptakanchan Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishwabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. Sri Gaudiya Vaishnava Guru Parampara Ki Jai. Vishwabhanu Guru Vairo Ki Jai. Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Sanyasi Vrinda Ki Jai. O Premanandi.
Thank you very much.
Not yet. Come say that. The Maharaj has asked me to speak, but I'm sitting here so many days and so many Sundays and so many of you have heard so many talks. So, I will speak briefly, and in the course of the discussion, I will try to introduce our family. This Shriman Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is the Samstapak Acharya. He's the founder of our mission. And about 500 years ago, he made his appearance on earth in the most holy place of Navadvipa town in
what is considered to be, from a secular point of view, West Bengal in India. There he began his to unfold that which he was about for the benefit of the whole world. And gradually, various personalities came to join with him. We have pictured on the wall here, if you will look, six personalities. They are most famous and most important to us and to the whole world. You may say that Swami is saying they are famous, but I don't know about them. But once my Guru Maharaj, he was in this place many years ago giving a talk, and he referred to this place as a remote area of the world. He was really referring to America. We live here, and we think it is the hub, the center of the universe. But there are other angles of vision, and he had a very different angle of vision. From his perspective, this, what we would think is a remote area of the world, Nadia, Navadvip, West Bengal, this is the hub, the center, from which everything good in the world is coming. What is good is what will make us happy. Everyone living for happiness, for joy. Anandamaya Vyasa. Truth is about joy. Truth is joy, and our truth will be to experience that joy. If we are a little honest, then we will think that joy only I want, and how much? No limit. And how close have I come to that after 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years? Honest person would say, not very close at all to the kind of happiness I want. So how to get this kind of joy? That message is coming from this place. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. Now, we have wealth of philosophy and literature that you can study to appreciate this point. And we encourage you to investigate it. After all, there are many religious conceptions in the world. And it's not that they don't have potential to bring joy. The real idea of religion is to make one happy, by bringing one in touch with the source of happiness. But how much we come in touch, to what degree and to what extent, this is another finer point to consider. So all the religious traditions speaking about this ideal, but if we take the yardstick, the ruler of objectivity, and we go to measure the extent to which they are talking about potential for joy, we will find this teaching of Sriman Mahaprabhu and his associates and followers is giving very long, very deep idea. Ramya Kachit Upasana Vajapatu Vargena Vakautita. Just we heard this morning, this idea. Never has there been, nor will there ever be, a method, an ideal of approaching truth that can compare with this in terms of its potential for producing joy. So, you don't have to take my word. This is for you to investigate and experience for yourself. This is our invitation. And these persons on the wall, six Goswamis they are called, they are very famous in the real center of the world from the vantage point of joy, most famous. And when they appeared in our midst about 500 years ago, they showed so much comprehensive knowledge of revealed literature, sacred literature. So much knowledge. So comprehensive. It is absolutely staggering. You may have heard of Veda, Upanishad, Bhagavad Gita, Mahabharata, all these things. And many people talk about them from different angles of vision. But their understanding of this current of sound is so comprehensive. It will bewilder your mind. What is their grasp on these sacred texts. And through their explanations of them, they are revealing to us this path of joy. What is that idea of joy? It is joy that is not burdened or encumbered even by knowledge. Gyan shunya bhakti. It is the idea of the Absolute in which the Absolute comes so close to human society that appears almost human. When we have a picture of the Absolute in which God is more removed from human society, then we have to venerate and show respect and regard. Just like in our country we have President Clinton. So general people know him as Mr. President. But some people know him as Bill. And he has children, they know him by other names like Daddy. And wife knows him by who knows what name she might call him. So from this lineage we can find out something about God where the idea that he is God gets in the way. We can, through this lineage, we can enter the family life, the social life of God, on intimate terms. That is, aham bhaje sveta dvipam tamaham golokam itiyam. It is sveta dvip, golok. These two have been two ways of saying. Sveta dvip means island. Sveta means like white, like pure. So we are interested in going to the private island of God. Just like if you know that a man has a private island in the Pacific Ocean, you think, oh, that's a very secret place, very special place, what goes on there? So we want to go there. And through this Guru Parampara, it means that disciplic succession from Guru to disciple, from Guru to disciple, this message has been handed down for 500 years. And pictured on the wall, these six Goswamis, Sirup Sanatam, Jeev Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Our succession is coming. In the modern era, one great personality appeared in Bengal, and he has been called Seventh Goswami. Because his work in terms of explaining this esoteric idea is analogous to the work of the six Goswamis, what they did. They took the ecstasy of love of Sri Chaitanya, which is like a waterfall. When you see a great waterfall, it is difficult to approach that. But if someone makes it into a lake, then you can drink from that You can bathe in there and take advantage in so many ways. So they took the love, ecstasy of Sri Chaitanya, and they explained that ecstasy in terms of Veda, Upanishad, Bhagavatam. In this way, through their literature, they made that approachable. Later, some 500 years, 400 some years later, this seventh Goswami appeared to make further accessible this ideal of love. And his name is Bhaktivinod Thakur. If you go to Bengal or even Vrindavan and you are dressed like this, people will ask, what is your paribar? What is your paribar? What family you are in? Are you coming from, they think, these Goswamis, Jati Gosai, or Nityananda paribar, Gadadhar, Advaita, who are all associates of Chaitanya when they came, when he came. And our answer to that is, our answer to that is given by the Shishya, by the disciples of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. His answer is, we are Bhaktivinoda Paribar. We are in this family. This is our family. Bhaktivinoda Thakur started a mission for, and he had an idea, a conception, to make this most esoteric teaching of all the revealed scriptures widely available. His disciple Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur formed a big mission, Gaudiya Math, and sent missionaries to A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. He was one of the teachers of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And he had other teachers also. And as I am disciple of him, seated here today also, on my left is Bhakti Nandan Swami Maharaj, and he is a teacher or the disciple of Bhakti Rakshak Siradeva Goswami Maharaj, who is the disciple of Bhakti Siddhanta, who is the Guru Bhai or God brother of my Guru. And on my right, Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj, and he is a teacher of Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj, who is also a disciple of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and is the God, who is God brother of my Guru Maharaj. So these three, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj, and Bhakti Raksha Sridadev Goswami Maharaj, they are becoming most famous in the Western world through the preaching of their teachers, of their disciples. And I am feeling so happy to be seated here in the middle of them, these two teachers, who are doing just the kind of work that my Guru Maharaj so much wanted them to do and to combine with his God brothers to do all over the world. We are all should understand this is a historic moment where we are seated here today. And from this, in the kind of gathering that is going on in this place today and last few days, so many things will come to glorify these great gurus, Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj, Bhakti Raksha Sridhari Goswami Maharaj, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, and their guru, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and his guru, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and so many gurus in the line, back to the six Goswamis, and Sriman Mahaprabhu. Bhakti Nandan Swami Maharaj, he's came into this world in Navadvip, area. That only place that is like, I said, center of the world from the perspective of love. From his very kule bhavati dhimati.
What is it?
Etadi dulabhataram kule bhavati dhimati. Krishna is describing Bhagavad Gita this kind of birth. It is very, very rare to take birth in Vaishnava family, in family of transcendentalists, for only one purpose, for giving God consciousness to others. And he has left that place after the departure of his Gurudev, who he serves very obediently. He has a relationship like son to his Gurudev. Practically, he was raised in the mosque, in the mission. And his Guru Maharaj saw that he would get education. He had a plan in mind for him. He will get education, secular education and religious education, that he may know the secular world, because he had vision. One day he will go the world over and speak the language, the Siddhanta, the conclusions of pure devotion in the language of the world. So he is doing that. He has begun mission and he has ashram in this city also, some of you know. He says it is small and simple, but there is an English saying, small is beautiful. Krishna is only medium sized. So it is a big mission. And small in appearance, but big in conception. So I'm so happy that he is here representing his Guru Maharaj, and so happy that Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj is here representing his Guru Maharaj. And so we are all in the same family. We are like cousin brothers, and then teachers of Narayan, disciples of Narayan Maharaj are here, disciple of Nandan Swami, some other people following me to some extent, and Sri Padmanarasingha Maharaj, he teaches us also, and one of my other god brothers, Gorgovinda Maharaj, some of his followers. So you have come, those of you who are visiting here first time, and into a family gathering. We are three sannyasis who give up the world, but we have family at the same time. This is the family of Radha Govinda. And so I hope that you will try to take advantage for this opportunity, and in the future you will remember it. You will see many wonderful things come from this. So with that, then I will ask Bhaktivinandan Swami to say also a few words. Bhaktivinandan Swami Maharaj ki jai.
Yes. You can do this.
परिजन सहित कृष्ण चैतन्य देव श्री राधा कृष्ण पादा सहवन ललिता श्री विशाल स्वामी काम अनर्पित संगीरा करुणाव श्रीन समर्पयित मुन्नतो जल रसाम साधुस्थितियम परिस्फुरत सुंदर स्तुति कदम संगीत Thank you. So when I see, I see such Vaishnavata to unify the Vaishnavas apparently from different branches, different gurus, but I think apparently, but essentially, they're from the same temple. Because after all, they're all devoted lovers of Supreme Universal Beautiful Truth, the Supreme Buddha. After all, we're all disciples of Supreme Guru. So, it's most logical when I see the unifying efforts, the efforts to unify many Vaishnavas together, very logical indeed. So, very pleasant moment. I have known Sipad Narayan Maharaj from Navadvip town, even though in the past it did not happen to be like that we talk to each other for a long time. Naturally, we are engaged in the respective devotional services in our own field. But we met each other with our time, but it after meeting with him this morning and having a very heartfelt talk, it was clear that it was a design of the divine couple that our relations manifest in America in this way. I was also talking to him this morning that Dharma can manifest anywhere in the world, also in Switzerland, especially with the presence of Vaishnava. That's why Vaishnava Gaon takes on Vrindavan. I remember Srila Guru Maharaj also told the same reality to Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada once asked Guru Maharaj what to do at the last part of the age. That I am engaged here in preaching the mission of Lord Chaitanya, but I am afraid, I apprehend that I have to leave body here. I don't want to do. I want to go back to the home to prepare for that. But at the same time, it's also very much needed to carry on the mission of Lord Chaitanya. That's the order and desire of mine with the Lord that proves the Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So Srila Maharaj, what to do? What's your advice? The Guru Maharaj said, this Western land is Prabhu Dakta Devi. Prabhu Dakta Devi means it's given by your Lord. It's God given to you. Lord given to you. Also Guru given to you. Prabhu means it has wide range, side range, it covers the Guru, Vaishnava, Mahaprabhu, Narika. Why Guru Maharaj said Prabhu Dakta Devi, he meant all. That actually you have been given the responsibility. You have been entrusted with the responsibility of preaching the mission of Srimad Mahaprabhu, Guru Gauranga, the Sarasvati Thakur, the Narika, the land of the US, but it is Prabhu Dakta Devi. Even if it happens so that you have to leave this world in this being in America, it's all right. Because wherever you are, the presence of the Dhamma is there. So, this is the principle, standard principle for us to view the reality. So I feel that with the presence, in the presence of Sipad Narayan Maharaj here, but our relationship which could not necessarily manifest in the same way in the Navadvip Dham took place here. That's very happy. And we had very heartfelt talks in regard to Srila Guru Maharaj and Pujyapad Srila Keshav Goswami Maharaj. even though I personally physically did not meet with the Pastor Kesha Kusama since I'm young in age, but I heard the Guru Maharaj speaking about him very affectionate and heartfelt. Whenever some context came about Pujya Pāda Lokesha Gosvāmī Mahārāja, he was so happy to speak about glorified his own God's brother, natural heartfelt affection. So I felt naturally I met, I did have darshan of Pujya Pāda Lokesha Gosvāmī Mahārāja through the expression of Śrīla Guru Mahārāja, affectionate expression, remember it. In that way, of Śrīla Nārāyaṇa Mahārāja is one of the foremost German disciples of that Pujya Pāda Kesava Gosvāmī Mahārāja, who also very respectfully, out of his loving respect, accepted sannyas from Śrīla Guru Mahārāja, Śrīla Dev Gosvāmī Mahārāja, Śrīmad Bhaktivatsa Śrīla Dev Gosvāmī Mahārāja. So by this instance, we naturally understand how much loving respect he had in the core of his heart for Śrīla Guru Mahārāja. So naturally, it's naturally understood they have very extraordinary spiritual relations. Śrīla Nārāyaṇa Mahārāja is his dear disciple. Naturally, in that relationship, very dear to us. So after all, we are from the same family. Same Rupanuga family, family of Lord Caitanya, family of Divine Kapi. The way Tripura Tripurari Maharaj explained to you all, presented to you all, very nicely done. So, stated in the scripture, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Shastita, Labhamatra, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Shastita. It's found all over the scriptures, full of glorification of Sadhu Sangha, the association of the devotees. That if we can even take Sadhu Sangha for a moment with purity of heart, then it's very much beneficial. Very beneficial for spiritual advancement. There is no doubt about this. But the point is that how realistically we can accept, receive it in our life depends upon the quality of utility of our free will. So today is very auspicious opportunity before us in this way to receive Sadhu Sangha. The presence of Prasad Narayana Maharaj, Tripura Swami Narasimha Maharaj, it's my pleasure to be here naturally. Why Sadhu Sangha? Means the association of pure devotees so much glorified. Because Sadhu Sangha means, in some other form, having the association of pure lover of God, means love of God. As we deeply accept Sadhu Sangha, we also feel the vibration. Same feeling. In other words, we become aligned, even for a moment, the same feeling of the purity of love of God. And that's very much beneficial, that value stays in the eternity. Whether we can calculatively always understand or not, doesn't matter. We don't understand so many things in our life. But still, it's true, it's beneficial. The way Sripati Purari Swami Maharaj, Narasimha Maharaj, is rendering devotional service was here in the Indian as well as the Vrindavan Dham, other parts of the world that was planning to do in the future. It's very appreciative. It's very appreciative, very happy. So, I have to humbly remain here. You all please listen to the natural and speak from the lips of Narayana Mahārāja. That is also the pleasure on my part. Thank you all. Thank
you. Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurunumilitam Jena तस्मै वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरक्तिते गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः एकास्य कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयि त्वां शरणं प्रपन्न मस्ते चरणारविन्दम् All glory to Sisi Guru Gauranga Gandharvika Girdhari Iradha Govinda Gopinath Madan. My heartless obeisances. My heartless Shraddha Pushpanjali in the lotus feet of my Holy Master Nitya Lila Prabhishta. Om Vishnu Bhaskrishman Bhakti Pragyan Kesha Goswami Maharaj. So reverent and renounce order Guru to my Guru Dev. Sisila, Om Vishnu Bhad, Sisila, Bhakti Raksha, Dev Goswami Maharaj. Goswami Maharaj. And my Sikha Guru, who took sannyas from my Guru Dev. Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, I regard him like my Shikha Guru. So my heartly, so many humble pranams to me. I have not gone to Bhattama University to learn Hindi, Bengali, or English. I am no well-educated, very simple. I am attendant only the University of Haridas Thakur, also after the Gaurkisho Das Babaji Maharaj. And that teacher prayer, professor prayer, my bona fide Guru Dev, Bhakti Das Adakshasi Siddhartha Goswami Dev Maharaj Swami Ji Goswami Maharaj Van Maharaj Pujyapad Sauti Maharaj Pujyapad Puri Maharaj Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj so many professors were there but I could not learn anything from them I only searched and heard something very simple Harikatha from them. So I cannot express my all heartly thanks to you. My English is lame and so much poor. They have learned questions and certainly they are well educated and having so much mercy from their Gurudev and all other Vaishnavas. You have heard them, but I am not so much qualified to express my all desires and all these things. Which can I express in Bangla and English natively? But anyhow, you like stammering voice, and I am telling something. So excuse me for not good speaking. In English. Anyhow, you are Vaishnav, you can take the essence of what I am going to tell. I have come, in the beginning I told to, yes, tomorrow in the morning. that I have not come here, but Swamiji, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, dragged me, taking my Deepshikha in his hand, dragged me here. Oh, you should come here and see how good preaching. Those were instructions, so much engaged to and involved to wine, wealth and woman. Now you should see, you can see how they have been turned in pure devotees. You can see, come on, you can see very little boys, Kishori ladies, aged persons, male and female, like Indian devotees having so good mala here, prominent tilas, chanting and dancing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
Come on and see. Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami has ordered his Bhakti Siddhanta Swami Maharaj. At that time he was only 80.
Abhay
Charan.
Charan.
And after he took sannyas, he became Bhakti Siddhanta Swami Maharaj. So, he told to the very young Abhay Charan Arvinda that he was so qualified. You can preach in Western countries where they don't know ABCD of this spiritual knowledge. You will have to go